We in the industry call that like a spray and pray, meaning I'm just sending out 100 pitches. Let's see what happens. That is not going to yield very great results. You definitely need to be doing the work to research before you send a pitch. So I'm a big believer in that quality over quantity. I can send out 100 crap pitches in an hour, or I can send out 10 really well thought out pitches over the course of a day. And I'm going to see much better results.
Hello and welcome. My name is Brent Weaver, and this is the Digital Agency Show, the podcast that goes behind the scenes with today's top agencies and entrepreneurs. I am really glad you're here. And once again, it's time to transform your business mindset. We put together an agency accelerator package for agency owners and growing freelancers looking to scale. We've got all kinds of free resources like the 39 lead gen strategies checklist, our $20,000 website proposal template, live trainings hosted by yours truly, free access to our community group, and much, much more. Get access now and dive in at yougurus.com/agency. That's yougurus.com/agency.
Hey, what's up, podcast listeners, digital agency owners? Welcome to another episode of the Digital Agency Show. I'm your host, Brent Weaver. Quick heads up about today's episode. As you can tell by the sound of my voice, I'm a bit raspy, just getting over a trio combo of COVID, the flu, and believe it or not, strep throat, which has done a number to my vocal cords. It's kind of put us out of production here for the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, we were week by week on our production schedule, because we've been working on a new program that we are launching in March, and it is what it is. We missed a couple weeks, which is the first time that's happened in several years, and we're super bummed about it. We're getting back on schedule. I'm super excited to be interviewing this week's guests and being back in front of you all as our amazing podcast listeners, and just want to know how much we love and respect you in our audience and are doing everything in our power to make sure that that does not happen again. But anyways, it's a good lesson learned to have a good safety margin in your business. So if you are a content producer, make sure you have that buffer. But without further ado, I'm going to be welcoming Christina Linkowski to this program. She's a forward-thinking podcast publicist and educator for entrepreneurs, speakers, and authors looking to expand their credibility and go from best-kept secret to go-to expert in their industries through being a guest on other people's podcasts. Christina, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I am seriously so excited to be in front of some of my fellow digital agency owners. That's what I myself run. So I'm really, really jazzed to be here today talking about how they can get in front of more people.
Very cool. Well, give us some background. Why did you decide to start an agency yourself?
Well, I'll tell you what. I worked for PR and marketing agencies for well over a decade. In fact, I think about 12 years before I had my daughter. And then at that point, I was a senior account exec for a PR agency, actually in the town that I live in now, Boise, Idaho. And we tried to make it work, but I was not interested in working full-time anymore. And as I'm sure many of your listeners can attest to, it's pretty hard to work part-time as a senior account exec or, you know, someone that's higher up in an agency. And so I decided to take some time off, and then I had a lot of freelance things coming in for me, people that were reaching out to me. And eventually, really just long story short, I had enough people asking me about this work that I was doing to promote my own work, which was guesting on other people's podcasts. They were just asking if that was something that I could do on their behalf. And I actually fought against having an agency for quite a while, because I had felt like there were many times when I worked for agencies that I didn't agree with the way it was being run. Mm. And so when I started this agency, I wanted to do things very, very differently. And I've held really tight to those beliefs the whole time. And I'm very, very proud of that.
Can you give me an example of something that you didn't agree with?
Yes. I don't believe that we can't guarantee results and guarantee PR. Mm. I work in the world of podcasts, and so I want to be very clear that that is completely different from other types of traditional PR. You really can't guarantee TV, radio, et cetera, because you never know what could happen, you know, on a day or anything like that. But when it comes to, and this is going to be really controversial for a lot of people, but I truly think that not being able to guarantee is just you not wanting to put the work in a lot of the times. And so when I started this agency from day one, I have had a guarantee on how many bookings our clients would get in front of their ideal audiences.
In terms of like podcast bookings?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Is it more difficult on the TV side just because there's like a much more limited supply? I assume trying to get like on the major news networks or something is maybe different than there's a lot of podcasts out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly supply to a certain extent, but it also means if something happens in the world, you're going to get booted off, right? There's other things that are going to come in your place very, very easily. I also think that when it comes to something like TV, that's a very quick media hit, right? That's something that happens on that day. And again, I've done all the types of media and I'm really dropping some of my true beliefs here right now. But when it comes to long-term visibility and marketing, podcasts are something that are going to be there for a long time. And there's something that people listen to 6 months down the road, a year down the road. That doesn't really happen with TV in that same way. And finally, the other thing about TV that's important for people to understand is you can't have a call to action. You can't have, you know, particularly as an online business owner, you can't be saying, hey, come find me here or come grab, you know, this information from me. You don't have that opportunity to nurture people in. It's great for credibility, but that is not something that you can say in those instances. Whereas as a guest on podcasts, you have the ability to direct people exactly where you want them to go and start that nurture process.
Interesting. It makes sense, right? I've never seen somebody on, you know, CNN or something drop their info product during their interview, but, you know, I'm sure it's happened.
It may have, but they weren't happy about it. I'll tell you that much.
What is it in particular about? I mean, I like that you're able to offer people guarantees on the podcast side, but I guess in terms of like PR and media, like what lights that up for you?
I love being a conduit for the people that don't know how to do this work themselves. There are a lot of people out there with amazing stories and amazing products and amazing businesses, but they do not know how to get themselves out in front of their ideal audiences. So the thing that I really love about the work that I do is I know that it's an authentic piece of marketing and I'm able to get them out in front of that. I truly love to say that we are conduits with what we do, where we are connecting the person with their exact right audience.
Hey, what's up, agency owners? I want to let you know about a hosting platform that is giving digital agencies and creators around the world an edge when it comes to site speed, scalability, and profit. It's called Cloudways, and it's designed to create exceptional experiences for you and your clients that guarantees unmatched performance, reliability, and choice with 24/7 award-winning support. Cloudways is excited to offer our listeners a $50 hosting credit in addition to their amazing benefits of their agency partner program. For more details, head over to yougurus.com/cloudways or use promo code DASCW when signing up. Let's get back to our show.
So what are some of the tips that you'd give somebody? You mentioned how to get in front of your ideal audience. I mean, obviously you do that through podcasts, but can they give us some details on how you think people should do that?
Like besides podcasts?
No, like how should they get out on podcasts? Like how do they make that work, right? I mean, that's obviously your specialty. Besides just outright hiring you, like what are some suggestions or tips or how-tos that would help people that might be thinking about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the thing to just keep in mind is you really want to be strategic with this work and you want to be doing it consistently. So whether that's something that you set up internally to be pitching shows regularly or whether you decide to hire someone outside, you know, that's an idea too. But a lot of times people push their own publicity to the back burner. And we all know this as agency owners, we are always working in our business as opposed to on our business, right? That is like a common thing for really any business owner. And so what you want to make sure is just that you are doing this work consistently. And I think that a great place to start is to go out to your network and see if there are some shows that you might be able to guest on. They may be friends, they may be former colleagues. It might be your ideal audience, it might not be. But at least at the beginning, start getting your feet wet with getting out there, getting comfortable about talking about yourself, talking about, you know, what it is that you do in your business, the value you can provide, and just kind of get more comfortable in that sense.
What are some things that I like the consistency? I mean, does that mean one show a month, one show a week?
Two a month is my recommendation on average. Yes.
And then what about strategically? What do you mean by that?
I just mean getting like interviewing on two shows a month on average would be my recommendation.
Okay. Got it. But you mentioned be strategic and consistent. So when you say like strategic, is just like, you know,
oh, the
shows,
right audiences.
The right audiences.
The right okay. audiences. Yes. A lot of people like come to me, and that's why I'm saying the first couple you do, if you want to do them on your friends, if you want to do that, that's totally fine. But I have people that come to me, like I'll speak at an event or something, and they'll come up afterwards and they'll be like, yeah, you know, I guessed it on a couple podcasts and it didn't really do a lot for me. And my major questions that I have after that is, how many shows were you on? And typically it's like two or three. Well, that's not going to move the needle in any form of marketing that you do. As we all know, you have to be consistent in the work that you're doing. The other thing I'll ask them is, were those even two or three audiences that you were in front of, were they the right audience? And again, most of the time, the answer is no. They were a friend that asked them to be on, a former client maybe that asked them to be on, et cetera. There really isn't that strategy behind where are the shows that are full of my ideal audiences. Now I need to proactively put myself out in front of them.
Very cool. Now, once on a show, any recommendations for what people should be doing, like in terms of their story, calls to action, that kind of stuff?
I mean, definitely you should be clear on your messaging. What is it that you really want to have be the main purpose of why you're a guest on that show? And one thing I always like to say is, like, remember that you are going to have the same messaging for every show that you're on. I think this is something people, like, they, you know, think back to the days of like scoops and journalism or things like, and I'm a journalism major, like, I know that, you know, what all that is. But when you are guesting on podcasts, you are really just going to be giving your same message, even though you might, you know, change the stories or you might change the conversation a little bit that you have with someone. Your main idea or your main messaging is what you're going to be getting across. And you might think, well, people have already heard from me on this. People are not hearing you on all the shows that you've been on, right? You are getting in front of new audiences every single time you are on a podcast. So I think being really, really clear on your messaging is super important. That's the very first thing we do with our clients is a messaging session. And then the other thing, like you mentioned, is to have a clear call to action. So have a place that you are directing people where you can capture and nurture leads. So a lot of times people are directing back to a URL, and I really recommend having the same URL. I don't think you need to be so into like vanity links for everything and every podcast, et cetera. Just have one link that you send every single podcast that you're on back to, and have there be some kind of free thing that they can get. Maybe that's a private podcast, maybe that's a PDF, whatever that is, whatever makes sense for you, that then also goes to an email nurture sequence on the back end. They can also on that page, maybe book a call to speak with you, might link to your social media channels. We just want to make sure that we're not just sending people like to our website, right? Or saying, hey, follow me on LinkedIn. We want to have a way that we can make sure we can stay in connection with them.
What kind of common pitfalls when people go out and start trying to get on podcasts, besides the, I was on two shows, it didn't work, so I gave up.
Yeah. I think that a big thing for me is what we call the spray and pray method. And what I mean by that is they just like either come up with a one sheet or a very generic pitch, and they just send it out to as many people as they can, even if it doesn't make sense for their audience. And we in the industry call that like a spray and pray, meaning I'm just sending out 100 pitches. Let's see what happens. And that is not going to yield very great results. You definitely need to be doing the work to research before you send a pitch. I mean, most of our job and what we do on behalf of our clients is researching the shows to make sure that they are the right fit, that when we pitch, we have, you know, we're making sure that it's relevant to them and their audience. So I'm a big believer in that quality over quantity. It's also a huge reason why we have the guarantee on bookings and not on pitches sent. And I think that's a very important distinction, is that I can send out 100 crap pitches in an hour, or I can send out 10 really well thought out pitches over the course of a day. And I'm going to see much better results from one of those scenarios.
And in pitch, it's just like an email that gets sent to either the host, yes, or somebody related to the host, or the brand.
I'm sure you were pitched to have me on this show, right? So an email that says, this is why Christina is a great fit for this show. Here are some of the topics that she can talk about. You know, here's why we think that she'd be great for your audience to hear from. And that's key. You're going on there to provide value for the host, right? And so that's what I mean by a pitch, is an email that's crafted out talking about how you can provide value to their audience.
Gotcha. So With those, we do get a lot of those emails. I wish I read them. I do. We send them to a form, and then people fill out the form, and then I think they provide that detail, and then our team reviews those, they rank them, and they go through a whole process. So we don't really respond to pitches, but we do take them, and we rank them next to other shows that we're doing. What kind of techniques? I mean, I'm sure every show has their own process for sorting through that sort of thing. What kind of techniques have you found be effective when you are pitching out a show? Is it just being well-researched and knowing kind of who the show is and including details like, hey, you know, we see this stuff all the time. Like, hey, I listened to episode, 324 and I loved the part about blank, right? It's like, it could almost have been said to any, any podcast with they'd listen to like 3 seconds of one episode. But what kind of stuff have you found that really stands out in those pitches?
I mean, exactly the stuff that you said, researching, coming with topics that are really well aligned to what their audience is interested in. Those are the things that we're really looking for. Another thing that we do that has worked fairly well for us is we actually send Instagram DMs to the hosts sometimes after we have sent pitches. Like if we really think like, oh man, this is like the perfect fit show for this client. And the reason that we do that is basically for what exactly you just said. A lot of hosts have someone gatekeep their email. They have someone that gatekeeps that type of stuff so that they aren't seeing all these pitches. But they typically don't have someone gatekeep their Instagram DMs. So we are not pitching them in the Instagram DMs, to be clear. We are saying, we just sent over a pitch for our client XYZ. We think they would be a great fit. Here's a bit more information about them. And then we actually drop like a little graphic that we create on behalf of our clients for that as well. But it is a great way to get in front of the actual hosts to pique their interest to book a client.
Very cool. Well, it seems like you've got some good stuff going on with the agency. I guess maybe help us zoom out. Like what does your agency look like at this point? Is it you? You have a couple of VAs. What does the business look like right now?
Yeah, we have myself, I have an operations assistant, and then we have 4 publicists as well. So 4 people that are doing a lot of that pitch work. I'm always guiding the strategy. I'm always running the accounts, but they are actually doing the pitches, the research, the follow-up, et cetera, in that way. That's our team.
Nice. Very cool. And so, and what's your plans for the future? I mean, are you trying to grow the business? Is it like maintain and just do great work, or what's your overall vision?
I think grow the business and continue to do really great work. 100%. We are looking, we just had our best year this last year, looking to up that even more, this year as we move into it. A lot of people are trying to move into having more organic marketing, more authentic marketing, right? We're getting a lot of folks that are coming to us right now who have built their business on referrals and are now at the point where they realize that they need to get a lot more visible if they want to scale to the next level, right? So that is where a lot of people are coming to us right now, is in kind of that phase. I'm seeing a lot of that. And they're wanting to do marketing that they actually enjoy. And for a lot of our clients, that's like one of their favorite things about working with us, is they actually enjoy doing podcast interviews. They love having a conversation like this with somebody that's interested in what they do and that they know is going to provide value to their audience. So that's a big thing there. Another thing that we are exploring a bit of is helping our clients potentially do some sponsored podcast content as well.
Very cool.
Hey, agency owners, are you looking for a strategic and reliable white label partner to scale your agency business? E2M is the number one white label partner for digital agencies when it comes to website design, web development, e-commerce, SEO, and content writing. E2M is trusted by over 150 agency partners and has been providing white label services for the last 10 years. Their team has over 170 experts and is on a mission to help 500 agencies increase their revenue and profit margins with impactful white label services. Check out their transparent and flexible white label pricing at e2msolutions.com/yougurus. That's www.e2msolutions.com/yougurus. E2M is currently running a special discount for 10% off for your first 3 months. Check it out now. It's available for a limited time.
So what's been an unexpected challenge going from freelance to having your own agency? Has it been all perfection now that you've learned all those lessons working for other agencies, or have there been some unexpected challenges along the way?
I think that the big thing that you think about, or the thing that I find myself thinking sometimes, is like, you just started this because you were good at publicity, right? Or good at getting bookings or whatever. And now here I am, like, managing a staff, managing budget, you know, sales, all this type of stuff. And I think that that's probably been one of my biggest surprises, is like learning how to just be much, much better at sales. I think that in the beginning of what I did, I was more just like, come find us, you know, we're great, you know, this or that. And now it's a lot more like perfecting that technique and getting really, really picky and choosy about who we want to work with as well.
Very cool. Well, Christina, it's been a pleasure learning about your agency and the great work you guys do on the podcast and publicity front. You have a few minutes to stick around for our lightning round?
Let's do it.
What is the best advice you've ever received?
Give the people what they want. And that's actually what started my agency was, again, like I said, I was a little, you know, hesitant, but that's what people were asking for. And someone said that to me and I was like, you know what? You're right. And built it from there.
Which of your personal habits has contributed most to your success?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say boundary setting. I'm very, very clear on what I'll do and what I won't do.
It's good for an agency owner. Can you share an internet resource, tool, or app that you think our listeners would find valuable?
Yeah, absolutely. The Podcast Collaborative Club is a really low cost place where you might be able to, or not even might, there are a lot of hosts that are looking for guests, and that could be a really cool place to start this journey if that's something you're interested in.
Cool. Love those types of shortcuts and cheat sheets. So that's very good. And what book could you recommend for our listeners and why?
I love the book Rocket Fuel. It changed my entire business by Gino Wickman. I just thought maybe I wasn't cut out for business. And then I realized, oh, I'm just a visionary and I need to have an integrator. I need to have people that are going to do that other type of work. You're not wrong. You're not bad, that you're not inclined this way, and to lean into what my strengths were.
Very cool. We will link out to Rocket Fuel as well as the Podcast Collaborative Club, as well as Gino Wickman's books on our show notes at yougurus.com/podcast. Christina, how can folks find out more about you? Is there anything that you have they can check out?
Absolutely. I would love to have you guys check out a private podcast that I've done. You can grab it at publicitypodcast.com. I know that you are always available. Insane. But it's just a 6-part series kind of about our framework for getting bookings. And that might really be able to help some of y'all get an idea on how this process actually works.
Very cool. We will add that link as well to our show notes page at yougurus.com/podcast. So if you're out on the road or on a run or on your bike, then you can grab that at our website. Go to yougurus.com, click on podcast. You'll see Christina's episode right up there at the top. Click on her and you'll have all those great takeaways, notes, and links in one nice, neat place. Christina, thanks so much for stopping by the program today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And that is it for this week's episode of the Digital Agency Show. Stay tuned each and every week for more great content coming to you to help you grow your digital agency so you can achieve freedom in business and life. Until next time, I'm Brent Weaver.
We put together an agency accelerator package for agency owners and growing freelancers looking to scale. We've got all kinds of free resources like the 39 Lead Gen Strategies Checklist, our $20,000 website proposal template, live trainings hosted by yours truly, free access to our community group, and much, much more. Get access now and dive in at yougurus.com/agency. That's yougurus.com/agency.